you're going to play top sides with a top manager who are going to be organised, who are going to be on it, and make it, and it's going to be difficult. And if we, if you know, when you're not 100% fully at it, then they're going to take advantage, and they did that, and we wouldn't have expected anything less.
I mean, it's a difficult start. I mean, you know, the Premier League is unforgiving, isn't it? You can't if you don't take a chance, then you don't get too many. If you don't maybe make a tackle, then you can get punished.
That's life in the fast lane. Yeah, the guys get the rewards for what they do in this league, and the guys who are at the top do what they do because that's, and they are there because that's what they do. The idea is not to give them too many chances. It's difficult coming to White Hart Lane. It's difficult coming to teams of real quality, because they are what they are, and that's what they do. But you know, the nature of the defeat, the manner of the defeat, was more disappointing than, you know, anything that we can talk about in sort of any sort of quality of Tottenham.
Does it make it, the next couple of games coming up before the international break, the cup game and obviously a home game with Sunderland, does it put a little bit more onto those games, or were they always going to be important?
I think the games around you, teams around you, I'll talk more about Sunderland than Burton, obviously, the games around you are going to be more, possibly more key. I've played here lots of times and probably lost more than I've won, and you know, so it's a tough place to come. Games against teams like Sunderland and teams that you're going to say, well, maybe not in the top six, are going to be games that are not more importance, but more likely to get points from. And so those are the games that, you know, you're looking at in a 40-game season, that you're looking at to pick up points from, if not three. So, yeah, it makes that game key. It's three games in 6 days, and it makes it, you know, two wins makes it, you know, not a bad week. Mm-hmm. It's not talking about positive weeks, but you know, we got to turn it around quick.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, as much as you want to get off the mark as quickly as you possibly can, how important is it to also assess it and say, well, it's only two games? I mean, it's very early in the season.
Yeah, it is only two games. Last week was a really disappointing game because of the nature of the defeat, in that it was, you know, you put some down to luck, you put some down to, you know, an opportunity missed, and that was. Whereas this week was just a very disappointing afternoon. And like you say, it's two games, but a lesson learnt from today as much as last week.
And two goals now conceded in the two games, both from corners. Mm-hmm. Is that something that, you know, when you start analysing it as a group, when the coaches look at that, something you look at?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everybody said, oh, it should have been a man on the post last week. You know, then there's the man at the near post this week. You can't have a man on everywhere. It's difficult. Look, if, you know, where do you go? If you concede a lot of corners in games, you're going to get a lot of balls into the box. And if you don't win every one of them, they're going to get a free header. Yeah. Then they're going to get opportunities to score a goal. And that's fundamental aspects of corners. That's fundamental aspects of football, really. And it's very difficult to, you know, when they've got quality on the ball and they've got quality balls in, then it's difficult to stop. But yeah, like you say, it's two goals from corners, and we looked at it last week, put a man on the far post this week. They've taken two men out, which for a short corner, which drags our man off the near post out, which Joey has to come into that space, which then moves. And it's such a, you know, a chain of events that is a very difficult scenario to stop. The fact of the matter is the man's got ahead of our man and put in a, you know, it's a good ball from the corner and managed to score.
Disappointed but not downhearted. Is that the key phrase?
Right. We're two games in. You know, if you say you're going to lose to Tottenham this season at White Hart Lane, you know, it's disappointing, as you say, but I think more so in the manner of the defeat than anything else.